And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is codes. Each of my segments is talking about a code of some kind or another, the sports code, the code of conduct, or the tax code. My next segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several of my listeners have requested this, so I'm going to open the mic and let callers express whatever's on their mind. We'll talk about any topic that you want to tackle. If you want to join in the conversation, or if you've got a topic that you want to bring up, its number is 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. What's on your mind, Ventura County, is a new segment each and every Tuesday where you get to turn the tables on me. Instead of me interviewing a guest, you can call in and interview me with whatever topic's on your mind. The number 639-0008. Call in and share whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about national issues, international issues, state or local topics. I just want to hear from you. What's going on in your world around you? Call in and share it. What's got you puzzled? What's got you frustrated? Call in and share that too. No topic is off limits. If you're a regular listener, you know I address a wide range of subjects on this show. That's because you, my listeners, want to know more about the world around them. Now it's time to talk about some of these topics in more detail. The telephone number is 639-0008. So to get the ball rolling, I have a special giveaway. Not one, not two, but four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you. One is on Telephone Road in Ventura in the Barnes & Noble Shopping Center. The other is at the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez in Oxnard. Call in now. Be the second caller. You'll get four free sandwiches or four free salads from Urbane Cafe, and we'll look forward to hearing from you for that. Remember, you don't have to go on the air to win the prize. Some of you may be a little afraid to want to do that, so you don't have to go on the air to win the prize. To get the ball started, topic for today is the Gold Coast Transit sick out. There was a four-day driver sick out by Gold Coast Transit that ended last Friday after the transit agency asked the union to resume labor negotiations. The sick out was never officially acknowledged by the drivers union, which is the Service Employees International Union, Local 721. Snarled driver schedules started on Monday morning. They went through all of Thursday. Many were people who take the bus were late for work. They were late for doctor's appointments, court appearances, and other obligations. The sick out impacted riders in Ventura, Oxnard, Port Hueneme, and Ojai. Sick out drivers were doing the sick out because they wanted clarification on contract languages. Now, I find it interesting. Drivers who drive the bus for Gold Coast earn somewhere in the neighborhood of $65,000 a year. And not too much special training is required to drive a bus. Now, granted, it's not easy, but it's not rocket science either by the other stretch of the imagination. So where were the county supervisors in all this? Why didn't they step up when they saw that this was impacting poor people, this was impacting disabled people, people who are down on their luck that take the bus? These people, the most needy in our community, were the ones that were being impacted. What did the SEIU, what were they thinking? Now, they say this was not a sanctioned walkout or sick out of any particular kind. However, what's the value of the union if they didn't know what was going on? Have unions outlived their usefulness? If this wasn't an acknowledged action by the SEIU, which I find hard to believe, then the sick-out workers were acting outside of the best interest of the union, the best interest of the company, the best interest of Ventura County. Shouldn't disciplinary action be pursued either by the union or by Gold Coast Transit? What's the role of the union if they can't even control their own members and their members are going out and doing something on their own? What is the value of the union? Now, here's a bigger question for the union officials. What happens now if a driver who was on that sick out really gets sick and needs to use the days that they've already used in the sick out? Will the SEIU fight to protect them and get those days for them? I hope not, but that may be the case. You may ask, why should I care? I mean, I drive a car. I'm not affected by the sick out. But if you ignore this situation, you're tacitly condoning bad behavior that impacts all of our fellow citizens here in Ventura County, and it lowers the quality of life for all of us. By refusing to care, you're condoning the thuggish, brutish actions of union members at the expense of the neediest people in our county. Care. Write to Gold Coast Transit. Email your county supervisor. Email the SEIU 721. Tell them you don't like this and that they'd better act for the good of the county. I personally find it deplorable that they acted that way. Big shout out. We do have a winner for the certificates at Urbane Cafe, and that is Stan Venable. Thank you, Stan, for calling in and winning those sandwiches. Congratulations. We'll get those over to you right away. If you've got a thought on the sick out by the SEIU, union members, the bus drivers for against Gold Coast Transit, please call in 639-0008. We'd love to hear from you. Did you know that my interviews are now available on Apple iTunes? Go to the Apple iTunes store, type in Billy the Brain in the search dialog box, select podcasts, and you can download my interviews for free. That's right. They don't cost anything. Download them, and you can take them with you wherever you go, in your iPod, your iPhone, your iPad. Wherever you want to take me, you can have me just download the interviews from the Apple iTunes store. All right, let's turn to national politics, if we can, the Iowa caucuses. Now, Iowa caucuses happened just the day before yesterday. Michelle Bachmann came out the clear winner in the Iowa caucuses. She spent a great deal of money to be there and got just over 6,000 votes in 6,000 votes of approval in the Iowa caucus. Tim Pawlenty dropped out of the race. T-Paw just looked at the handwriting on the wall, decided that he probably could not mount a good campaign, and officially dropped out of the race. That means that it remains a three-horse race for the GOP presidential candidacy between Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, and Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Who do you like in the race? Call in and express your opinion, 639-0008. Not only call in, but let us know why you like who you like in the GOP primary. Are there any GOP candidates that are going to be able to defeat President Barack Obama in the 2012 election? Barack Obama is probably vulnerable on several fronts. The economy, jobs, the recent downgrade of the U.S. credit rating, and the stagnation in Congress. The legal wranglings over Obamacare may in fact overturn his one legislative achievement. Now, on the plus side, President Obama was the president who got Osama bin Laden, so that is certainly something to his credit as well. So, what do you think? Who is going to win the GOP nomination? Call in 639-0008. Tell us who you're favoring. Tell us why you think that person is going to win the GOP nomination. One thing seems to be clear. With Pawlenty dropping out of the race, it means, and Michelle Bachmann being the clear winner in the race, it seems that the Tea Party has a strong control right now over the Republican candidates. And Michelle Bachmann, who is the princess of the Tea Party, probably has the inside track. Now, Governor Rick Perry has a great deal of support from the Tea Party as well. So two out of the three of the front runners have endorsements or support among Tea Party or the more conservatives in the GOP. And it would be very interesting to see who's going to come out on top. Did you know that Ventura County is going to have a say or at least some impact on that? That's right. The GOP candidates are coming out here to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in September. They're going to duke it out to find out who will get a little bit more of a lead to be the front runner on the GOP side to run against President Obama. That's going to happen in September. It will be televised on MSNBC, who is also hosting the event right here in Ventura County at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. And if you've never been to the Ronald Reagan Library, you do owe it to yourself. It is one of the tourist attractions in the county. Also, it's one of the great places to go and visit if you want to learn more about the life and times of Ronald Reagan. Or, you know, if you just like airplanes, you can go there and you can actually see Air Force One, the 707 that was retired during President Ronald Reagan's presidency and replaced by the 747, which has now become White House Air Force One for the new presidents. All of that is there at Simi Valley at the Presidential Library. But more importantly, we are going to be on national TV with MSNBC as the presidential debates continue in September here in Ventura County. All right. Do you know that you can hear my interviews on my website, brainstormingonline.com? That's where I keep all of the recorded interviews that I do with my guests. Plus, I keep notes about each of the interviews that I do. You can listen to the interviews, you can read the notes, And that sort of gives you a glimpse into the workings of the brain of Billy the Brain. All of that is found up on my website, brainstorminonline.com. That is brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Check it out, listen to some of the interviews, download a podcast or two from that site as well. New topic then, don't give up on the United States. You know, the United States economy is the largest in the world, and this is still the finest country to live in anywhere else in the world. We've got some very positive things happening on the economic front. I know for many of our Ventura County residents who are unemployed, that may seem a little hard to believe, but in fact, the economy is starting to turn around. U.S. industrial output rose in July at the fastest pace in 7 months. Today's figure was the highest figure for industrial output since August of 2008, which makes it a three-year high. Industrial output rose to 0.9% last month, which was more than twice June's 0.4%. Estimates for output in both May and June were also revised upwards. And despite the Standard & Poor's downgrade of the United States credit worthiness, one of the other three agencies, Fitch, came out today and affirmed its AAA rating on the United States and on our credit worthiness. So at least one out of the three agencies still thinks that we are AAA, despite what S&P may have done earlier last week. Interestingly enough, you know, we talk about the stock prices and how they were impacted by the S&P downgrade. Well, if you take a look at stock prices when they finished the day yesterday, they were at the exact same levels as the pre-Standard & Poor's credit rating downgrade. That means in 1 week we went from the high levels where we are today down to the depths and back again. So we have seen at least a 1 week recovery in share prices because of the downgrade or after the downgrade by Standard & Poor's. So that's something to be concerned, not concerned about, but obviously very proud about as well. And the Commerce Department today came out and said that housing starts slipped less than expected. There was a 1.5% decrease in the seasonally adjusted rate of units, which means there were 604,000 homes started, which was above economists' predictions or estimates for only 600,000 new homes being started. Now, that is nothing compared to the go-go days during the real estate boom. However, more than the economists had predicted, more than the government was thinking was going to happen. So even that is an encouraging sign for the economy as well. Don't give up on the United States. The United States is still the most resilient economy in the world. We will lead the world out of this recession. And day by day, we're starting to see more and more indicators that this is the case. Have you liked me on Facebook? It's easy to do. Go to Facebook, type in Billy the Brain. That brings you to my page for the show, Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Friend me or like me there on Facebook, and then you'll get notices of all of the guests before they come on the show. You can see who's coming on to the show for the following day. So go to Facebook, like me there on Facebook, facebook.com, type in Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.